Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes Apostle. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change. He never changes. And he's always in every day. Because he lives, we can always face today and face tomorrow. Success is yours today. Hallelujah. God bless you for listening to this podcast. I know they are producing results in you, and I know it's helping you. Hallelujah. Be praying for us to be able to bring it to you every single day. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, we've been doing the prayers of the Spirit, and we are still on it. I know it's a very long series, but it's so interesting, so lovely. This is the prayer that you ought to pray for yourself on a continuous basis. As you pray these prayers for yourself, you'll be surprised at what will be happening to you. You'll be surprised that your heart will just be changing, your mind will be changing. You'll be surprised that the Word of God will open up to you. You'll be growing in the Spirit, and real prosperity is rooted in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Real prosperity, you can ask Job about it. Real prosperity is rooted in the Spirit. You can ask David. See, all these men prospered on every side of their lives because they were spiritually sound. Praying these prayers will help you become spiritually sound. You grow in the Spirit, and then you grow on every side of life. Hallelujah. Well, today we are going on, we are still examining Ephesians chapter 3, verse 15 downwards. But I want us to look at verse 17. It says, I pray that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. Then he says, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge. Hallelujah. He says that as Christ dwells in your hearts by faith, you will be rooted. You see, when Christ has full influence over your heart, you will be established in God. You see, he says that ye being rooted and grounded in love. You'll be rooted and grounded in love because Christ is love. You see, Christ is the love of God expressed to humanity. You see, so as Christ has his dominion over your heart, you'll be surprised that the love of God in your heart will just be increasing. Your love for humanity, your love for God will just be increasing. You become kind all of a sudden. And you have a greater understanding concerning love. You see, he says that you being rooted and grounded, all these are words of establishment. You see, when you're rooted, it's an agricultural thing. A plant is rooted. The more a plant is rooted in the ground, the more established it is. And we have arrived in a land called Christ. Bible says that if any man be in Christ, we've been planted into Christ. We are all trees of righteousness planted in a land called Christ. You see, so he says that when Christ has dominion over your heart, you'll be rooted. Rooted in what? Rooted in a land called Christ. You see, and grounded in love. Grounded. That is an architectural term. You see, when a building is grounded, it means that it is established, it is strong, it can never be shaken. It says that when you allow Christ to dwell in your heart, you will never be shaken, you will be rooted and grounded in love. Love is God. God is love. This is the very definition of who God is. You see, the more you grow in love, the more you perceive who God is. It says that you will be rooted and grounded in love, so that you may be able to comprehend. The word comprehend is katalambano. It means to lay hold with force. You see, you'll be able to comprehend with all saints, together with all the other saints, who are undergoing the same thing. What is the breadth and length and depth and height? You'll be able to comprehend with all saints. You see, you will love the saints. You will not have problems with the saints. You will always love the saints. Your heart will be wide open for the saints, because these are the people Jesus came to die for. So you would love them. You see, you'll be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, all the dimensions of love, the breadth and length and depth and height. And that you may know the love of Christ, you may become aware. The word know is ginosko, to have revelation knowledge concerning the love of Christ, which passes knowledge. The word knowledge there is gnosis, and it means scientific knowledge, mere knowledge. Hallelujah. Since he prays that you allow Christ to dwell in your hearts by faith, that he being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, to have spiritual knowledge, spiritual insight, spiritual revelation concerning the love of Christ. That love which passes all other kinds of knowledge. That love which cannot be understood physically. Hallelujah. It cannot be understood physically. You see, you love no matter what. You are kind. You are patient. You see, you bear up under all things. Long suffering. Always full of rejoicing. No matter what you go through. This is the prayer of God for you. This is the prayer that the Spirit is praying for you. To be filled with the fullness of God. Filled with all of God, filled with all of the knowledge of God's will. Hallelujah. I'm filled with all of God. I'm able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height. And I know the love of Christ which passes knowledge. Hallelujah. That I have been rooted and grounded in love, I'm rooted and grounded in love. In the name of Jesus. Say to yourself, I'm rooted and grounded in love. God bless you. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.